The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Up next on the Believer's Walk of Faith.
Folks, let me tell you, anytime you're fighting the devil, if you're fighting him in your own strength, he is a giant. You just get ready, he is a giant. You've got to drop back and get a hold of the anointing of God through revelation, through the Word of God, through meditation. And let me tell you, when you feel that strength, now you step out on that Word, and it will shatter everything that's blocking your way. You are not a mistake. God predetermined you in this earth and also has already pre-planned your success. You are not any kind of spiritual mishap. So no matter how you were conceived, whether you know your mother or father or you don't know them, God had the power to prevent your conception. But he didn't. He allowed it because he wanted you to show up for this hour. So how many times as you look at yourself and people try to compare themselves with other people and so forth like that, that's not important. Because he has a plan for you. As you look at your life and what God has said about you, your dad may have been an alcoholic, your mama may have been a prostitute, but you were supposed to still be here. Now, I'm not saying that happened, but I'm just saying I don't care how bad the situation looked. All right? So your very existence means that God wants you to exist. Say, I'm special. Since the day you were born, God even speaks about it in Psalm chapter 139. Let's look at that, please. Verse 15, my substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lower parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect. And in thy book, all my members were already written. Verse 17, how precious also are thy thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. So God already has a plan for your life. Let's go over to Jeremiah chapter 1. Over in Jeremiah chapter 1, he says in verse 4, the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Right there, just shows you right there that the baby's life begins in the belly. Amen. And before thou came forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. In other words, I already planned what the purpose is for your life before you even came out of the womb. Say, I'm special.
I'm special.
Now, I'm saying that there was something that you were born to do. You were not just a mistake that came in the earth, but God plans for something. There's plans for something that you are to do. Now, in this, you have to realize that you and I have potential. And potential is just... one man could say it like this, it's hidden abilities. And so it's already inside of you. Potential, if I hold an acorn seed in my hand, the potential of that acorn seed is in that acorn seed. Say amen to that.
Amen.
And if I put it in the right environment, it will grow to its full potential in that location. But then it gives off more acorns that more trees come. So this one tree turns into a whole forest. I'm talking about you are important now. Okay? Now, you'll find that when people don't understand value and they don't value themselves, you'll find that they don't treat themselves right. And when they look down on themselves, the tendency is that they look down on other people as well when they don't value themselves. All right. Let's go to a second part of this. Your world is created by what you plant. The enemy's job, who comes to stop you, because he knows that if you end up in the plan that God has for you, not only will you be successful, but you'll affect the lives of so many other people. Okay. So the enemy's job is to control you. And the way he tries to do that is to control what you think. Control what you think. Now, people don't realize it, that thoughts are also seeds. Thoughts are also seeds. And I like what one man said. He said, you can't keep a bird from flying over your hair, but over your head, but you can keep him from building a nest in your hair. Why? Because if you have a certain thought, don't dwell there. Are you with me? All right, let's show you why. Now, I'm talking about agents of change now, because if you're going to change your environment, you have to first be changed. All right, let's look at Proverbs in chapter 23. And it says in verse 7, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. All right, let me give you another translation. You might want to put it in your Bible, something, because this is Bible study. What he believes is where he will end up. What he believes is where he will end up. All right. Now, why is that so important? Because as powerful as God is, he doesn't operate beyond your belief. Okay. Now, if you got somebody else who can pray with you or pray for you who believes something greater, then they can get their belief, of course, to accommodate you and the thing that you need. But I'm saying if God's going to work through you, he can't work through you except to the degree that you believe. That you believe. Now, that's very important through you. Now, there's two things I want to show you with that. One, let's just look at that. Let's look in the Old Testament in Numbers chapter 13, please. In Numbers chapter 13, the 12 spies came back, and they came back, and 10 of them had an evil report. Now, watch this now, because Satan is after controlling your thoughts. All right? Verse 26. And they went and came to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel to the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came into the land where you sent us, and truly it flows with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. And the Amalekites dwell in the land to the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to do what? Overcome it. Okay? We are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against these people, for they are stronger than we are. And they brought up an evil report, which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which you've gone to search it is a land that eateth up its inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it were men of great stature. Now, they're saying all this to the congregation. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so were we, where? In their sight. Now notice two distinctively different reports looking at the same thing. Now if you put something right there for me, and look over here in Deuteronomy chapter 9 and look at verse 1. Hear, O Israel, thou art to pass over Jordan this day to go in to possess nations greater and what? Mightier than thyself. Cities great and fenced up to heaven. So right there, God is leading you into a battle that without him, you cannot win. This is what he's saying. They're greater than you. They're greater than your natural strength. You can't do it. Now, Jesus said, I'll never leave you or what? Forsake you. So he's with you. He said, lo, I'm with you always. Say amen to that. Amen. Now, how can God work through you? And I just said, he cannot work through you except to the degree that you believe. So I've got to affect my believing, my thinking. I've got to affect that if I want God to go with me into whatever I'm facing and I get victory. Now, the enemy knows that what you see is what you believe, because you've been made that way. What you see is what you believe. Now, let me just keep Numbers chapter 13 there, and let's go all the way over to John chapter 20, please. This is when Jesus was raised from the dead, and he appeared to his disciples. But one of them wasn't there, named Thomas. All right? So over here it says, well, I better start up here at verse 19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they what? Saw the Lord. Underline, saw. You're designed to believe what you see. You're designed to that. Now, just hold on to that because I got to add something to that. All right, and then verse 24. Now, Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples, therefore, said unto him, we've seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of nails in his hand, and put my finger into the print of nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not what? Believe. I will not believe. And after 8 days again, the disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands. And reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side. And be not what? Faithless, but what? Believing. And Thomas answered and said to him, my Lord and my God. And Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. But blessed are they that have not seen, yet have believed. Are you with me? Blessed are they that have not seen, yet believe. Now, look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 18. While we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen. For the things that are seen are what? Temporal. But the things which are not seen are what? Eternal. Now, what is that just telling you? It's telling you that you got two sets of eyes. You've got two sets of eyes. You've got the eyes of your spirit, and you've got the eyes of your natural. And you are designed to control this earth, and you cannot control it with the eyes of your natural man. You cannot do that. You control it with what we call revelation knowledge. Knowledge that is beyond natural physical knowledge. All right, case in point. Yeah, I was working for a company, IBM, and now God was speaking to me about starting full-time ministry, full-time. But I just couldn't go. Every time I try to set a date for it, baby need a new pair of shoes, something else is due. I said, boy, I better stay here and get this check here, you know. Well, I couldn't move. Now, I heard a man preach on seed time and harvest. So he preached from Mark chapter 10, verses 29 and 30. No man that has left house or mother or father, sister, brother, so forth, land, for my sake in the gospel, but he shall receive 100-fold now. Now, what did I do? The Holy Spirit quickened me and said, you need to meditate that. All right? So what is meditation? Meditation, or biblical meditation, is a God-given process that produces a spiritual experience which causes a permanent change in your thinking. So he said, meditate that. So I meditated Mark 10, 29, and 30. One day, on University Avenue in St. Paul, Minnesota, something exploded within me. What was it called? A mental breakthrough. A mental breakthrough. And some people sitting here right now, you need a breakthrough. You need breakthrough thinking. And once that light came in, it overshadowed all other light. Let me give you the scripture. Ephesians chapter 1 and 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and what? Revelation in the what? Knowledge of him. Keep going. That the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Now take that verse right there, that verse 18, and give it to us in the Amplified translation, please. By having the eyes of your heart, that's the eyes of your spirit, keep going, flooded with light, so that you can know and understand the hope to which he has called you. And how rich is his glorious inheritance in the saints, his set apart ones. Now, what happened when I had this flash to go on inside of me at University Avenue in St. Paul, Minnesota that day? All right. This light that came inside of me filled my, I want to say eyes, but my heart with a greater knowledge than what I had before. Go to Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1. We're talking on agents of change now. Right? Because the church pretty much been following the world instead of leading the world. And they haven't been leading them because they don't have revelation. They don't have that light. And you got to get that light, because it's going to give you a greater knowledge and greater understanding. It's going to give you more advantages. In fact, you are made to be informed on another level. Yes. Look at Galatians, now chapter 1. Now, stay with me. Watch this. Verse 11. This is the Apostle Paul talking. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the what? Revelation of Jesus Christ. In verse 15. But when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with what? Flesh and blood. Got it? So notice, when he got that revelation, I'm not talking about information. Information comes naturally. It comes through the natural senses. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a higher level of knowledge. It comes by the revelation of Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost. And he's your teacher. He teaches you on a higher level, greater truths. Got it? So he is saying, hey, I got some things by the Holy Ghost here. I got some things about Jesus Christ. Why? Because he wasn't born during the time that Jesus was and walked the earth. He came after that. So he couldn't walk with him, talk with him, see him feed the poor, see him so forth. He had to get all of his like you got to get yours. You got to get yours by revelation. You get in that Bible and start meditating on a scripture where Jesus went up by the synagogue and so forth, and all of a sudden you'll start seeing it there. You'll start being there. You'll start seeing people standing around. You'll start, I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is able to take you back in time and show you things. He's able to take you forward and show you things to come. It's something that is going to take you and inform you on another level that you should leave out of here full of a joy that you never had in your life. Because when you can see what other people can't see, you can go where other people can't go. You can do things other people can't do. You're seeing something other people can't see, but you were informed from another level. Let's go to another one. Matthew chapter 16, please. I'm encouraging you to bring a word that you can see in that Bible, because you wouldn't be here if you didn't have some obstacle in your life. And I'm telling you, you can remove the obstacle right away, but you got to get information from another level. As long as the enemy can keep you in a place where you are only being dictated to by your senses, he will lead you around Chicago with a ring in your nose and lead you all around town for years and years and years. And you'll find you'll be dealing with the same problem today that you did 10 years ago, the same problem. Why? Because you need a breakthrough. You need a breakthrough in your thinking. And so you got to come and say, wait a second. This is not some religious thing that I'm in right here. This is life. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you, folks, it's one breakthrough after another that you're going to get. One breakthrough after another. Say amen to that. So they listened at the dictates of their senses when they said, hey, they're giants, so forth and so on. Folks, let me tell you, anytime you're fighting the devil, if you're fighting him in your own strength, he is a giant. You just get ready. He is a giant. You've got to drop back and get a hold of the anointing of God through revelation, through the word of God, through meditation. And let me tell you, when you feel that strength, now you step out on that word and it will shatter everything that's blocking your way. Well, I trust that you were blessed by today's message. Now, it is entitled Agents of Change. Now, you and I are agents of change. Now, this message was recorded some years ago, but it is just as relevant today as it was then. Now, one of the big points that I was making in this particular teaching was that you've been called to change your environment. You've been called to do that. But you cannot change the environment unless you are first changed. In other words, we're transformers. But you can't transform something you're conformed to. So what you've got to do is you've got to get yourself changed. get this series, and it'll change you. Praise God, it'll help do the job. Well, that's all we have today. This is Bill Winston saying, we're going to see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
Blessed by today's message? Order the Agents of Change series in its entirety to receive the full Revelation Pact teaching. This four-part series is available on CD or MP3, on DVD or MP4. To order in the U.S., contact us at 1-800-711-9327 or online at billwinston.org. In Canada, contact us at 844-298-2900. Or online at billwinston.ca. You are not in this generation by coincidence. You were created for such a time as this to be a change agent. Don't allow fear and unbelief to block you from impacting the world and fulfilling the full plan of God for your life. This is a must-have series and a right-now word for the times we are living in. Get your copy today. The Christmas season is finally here, and we at Bill Winston Ministries believe nothing is better than the Word of God to bring peace to your life and joy to the world around you. For today only, the ninth day of our 12 Days of Christmas celebration, Dr. Winston wants to give you a double blessing with the powerful Planting the Heaven series, Volume 1 and Volume 2. In this series, you will learn that you are the righteousness of God, and part of your nature is to produce good fruit and fulfill the Eden mandate. Gain insight on how you can produce the heavenly ideas that have been planted on the inside of you, causing you to yield a harvest of abundance. Call 1-800-711-9327 or go online to 12days.billwinston.org. Or you can simply text BWM plus your dollar amount to 28950 to receive these series on either CD or DVD. Doctors Bill and Veronica Winston are dedicated to seeing lives changed through the power of prayer. Our loving and highly trained prayer ministers are ready to pray and agree with you. We know that prayer can turn around any situation in your life. Contact us by phone at 1-877-543-9443 or submit your prayer request online at billwinston.org/prayer. Follow us on Periscope and Facebook to join us for our regular live prayer sessions. We want to thank our partners who have made this prayer call center possible. Together, we are transforming lives throughout the world. If you are not a partner, we encourage you to pray about joining us in partnership and be a part of the wonderful work that God is doing through this ministry. We love you and look forward to praying and partnering with you. The mission of Bill Winston Ministries is to preach the gospel of the kingdom throughout the world. We invite you to become a partner and join Dr. Bill Winston as he trains believers how to live independent of this world system and have dominion over it. Thank you, Bill Winston Ministry partners and viewers, for your continuous support of the Believer's Walk of Faith broadcast.